rest my case. Thank you, gentlemen. I think bearing out some of our thoughts earlier, well, as I said, the Duchess of Cambridge is currently in the process of giving birth to the third in line to the throne. And as people wait for news, a large gathering of journalists has descended on St Mary's Hospital in London. Liz Weston is a parenting expert with care.com and is there outside the Lindo Wing, where Catherine is currently enjoying the process of having a baby. Liz, good morning to you.
Good morning. You've got some right old grump sending messages in this morning, haven't you?
Well, I mean, we did a Vox earlier on, and I think it was fair to say that there was a very clear division between men and women.
And I wonder why that could be.
Well, I wonder. I'll ask you, why are you there?
We're here because I'm here with Dr. Amanda Gummer, who's also the psychologist with care.com, and we did a survey last week talking about what it's like to be a parent, and all the media want to interview us and ask us questions about it.
Well, why? Because everybody knows what it's like to be a parent. It's no different for Kate and William than it was for the rest of us.
Fingers crossed, Kate and William will be able to give their baby some of the normal aspects of what it's like to be a normal, regular baby. But from a very early age, of course there's benefits of privilege and there's benefits of the fact that they're not going to be worrying about where they get the next set of nappies from. But they've got all sorts of other security and other issues to consider. They're not going to be able to just go down the park and hang out with their friends who've just had a baby, are they? They've got lots of things that are going to happen that are outside of their control and that they're not able to have. So I think it's six of one and half a dozen of the other, because the media just wants to talk about anything and everything royal baby related, especially if it might be a girl.
Yeah, and that's a very significant development, of course, isn't it? The fact that had it been a girl, well, you know, this time 3 or 4 years ago, well, they'd have been waiting for a boy, as it were. But now, if it's a girl, she will become queen.
Thank goodness. We need a bit of equality in the world. Women are still paid significantly less than men at all stages of their life. So I really do hope that it is a girl and that this brings us the opportunity. This is my personal opinion, because I'm ranting a bit, you know, but I just think it's really about time that we had a girl, and that, you know, fingers crossed it will be.
And there's huge interest, isn't there, from the foreign press. I was mentioning earlier, I saw a BBC news report last week, and Nick Witchell, or whoever it was, said, you know, there's far more excitement from the foreign media at this stage than there is from the British media. Is that because we take it in our stride a bit?
I think we take it in our stride, and I don't know if there's many other parts of the world that celebrate royalty and have the figureheads that we do. And I don't think there's many other parts of the world that have gone for the equality that we have, that are changing the law so that if it is a girl, she's next, you know, that she gets the throne. I think also that international media love anything British and terribly English, and this is something, we're all acting so terribly British and English right now. We're all queuing up, we're all jostling around, and everybody just wants to be here. And I think a lot as well, there's a lot of tourists and lots of general, you know, the general people of London. There are hundreds of us here, and I do wonder if some of them are just here just to, you know, wish them well.
I mean, we can only speculate, but you imagine that William and Kate are going to be different yet again in terms of parents of the next monarch. I mean, the Queen, when Charles was young, had a very distant relationship. Well, she was in Australia for a lot of the time. And obviously, Charles and Diana moved it up a notch. Well, she did. Now, yes. You get the feeling that both of these two are really going to be up for it.
Yes, I think that Kate and Will, I think Kate and Will will be very hands-on parents. The survey from care.com said that what new parents actually need most is a cleaner and someone to put food in their freezer for them. So I appreciate they're not going to need those.
No.
But the other things that came out of this care.com survey were that parents are nervous, excited and exhausted. And I totally see them being feeling exactly the same. No matter how much privilege you have and no matter how much care's around, if that baby is crying in the night, Kate will wake up and she'll nudge William and they'll probably go and feed the baby.
Are you serious? They'll have people to do that, won't they?
No, they've advertised for a housekeeper who may do some childcare duties. They are not having a royal nanny, apparently, this time round.
Oh, right. And you said they won't be able to go and walk around the park, but they will be able to go walk around the gardens of Kensington Palace or Buckingham Palace or Windsor Castle, so they won't be too desperate for somewhere to walk with the baby, will they?
No, but if you want to walk around in your tracksuit bottoms and a hooded top or a T-shirt and have some without makeup, I think that could be a bit difficult because everyone's looking for that first picture.
It's been good to talk to you, Liz. Thanks very much.
Thanks very much.
Cheers. That's Liz Weston, the parenting expert there. Some of you think, surprise, surprise, that we shouldn't be talking about it.